and village of the world, my holy name will be sung. Now, to fulfill the vision, there has to be a mission, specific activity. And what is that? Yare deko tare kaho, Krishna upadesh, amar agyay guru hoya tarai desh. Whoever you meet, jare deko tare kaho, Krishna upadesh, tell them about Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada took up that mission. He made it his mission. We know that pastime when he was sitting. Where did ISKCON start? Ravindra Swarup one time said, it started on a bench. When Srila Prabhupada was sitting and one bus conductor asked him, so who are you? He said, I'm a leader of an international organization. International organization? Looks like a beggar with no followers, nothing. Prabhupada said, no, we have hundreds of temples. We have thousands and millions of books. We have so many devotees. We have unlimited prasad distribution programs. Where is it all? Time is simply separating us from them. So ISKCON started on that bench. Similar. So we now have already seen it in action. So GFS started in this room when His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj gave the instruction. We only have to find a few committed people, he said. We are seeing in front of our own eyes so many wonderful committed souls, devotees. Now within that, we have to find our own missions. So the mission of GFS, we'll all speak it together so that we feel it, we imbibe it. Actually, this is very close to what His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj gave us as a mission on that annual day program which we had. Now, I'm not going to speak about it because Govind Prabhu is going to speak about that when he's coming. So I'll just request all of us to repeat after me, just like we chant the morning Bhagavatam word-to-word meanings, so that we feel this mission. And then we, each one of us, find our own space within this umbrella mission so that we can also grab some of this mercy that's coming from the instructions of the spiritual authorities. Is that okay? So kindly repeat after me. GFS helps children realize their spiritual, moral, and academic potential in a welcoming, secure, and supportive environment centered about loving service to Lord Shri Krishna. The school enables pupils to enjoy learning, to develop their character and competence, and to become responsible leaders of the family, society, and the world in the future. This is our mission statement, as given to us very closely by His Holiness Radhanath Swami. And within this umbrella mission statement of ISKCON, we have our own mission statement at Radha Gopinath, to become the servant of the servant of the servant, under which we have the mission statement of GFS. And now we all have to find our own place to grab mercy under these instructions. With that, I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
Which Maharaj had with all the counselors. I would also like to share with you the video clipping of Maharaj telling about the purpose of Gopal's Fund School on the annual day program that we had. So can I request someone to switch off the lights?
The purpose of Gopal Fund School is to give our children the opportunity to have practical experience and knowledge of the greatness of the heritage, the spiritual heritage of India.
And in some way or the other, we are all fulfilling the purpose what Maharaj mentioned. Just recently, I was taking the Saturday batch class, and there's a very small boy, you know, almost 3 feet, you know, height. And the first day when he came with his mom, he was just crying. He didn't want to come for Gopal's Fund School. He was like a squirrel, you know, very small, And he just runs from here and there, every time, you know, he plays. His name is Harsh. And every time, you know, the first couple of days, he always used to cry. He didn't want to come. But once he used to join us, once he used to mingle with all the children, he used to become so ecstatic. He used to answer, you know, first, all the questions, whatever stories we used to share, he used to immediately answer the, give the answers. And one day I asked her mom, you know, so how do you find, I mean, you know, do you find any change in your child after, you know, him joining this program? And she's like, every time we sit for prasadam at home, he sings Mahaprasade Govinde. You know, and trust me, we don't know the meaning of that, but he sings. And that itself was so touching for me, because since in our childhood, we never used to pray anything. I don't know how many of you might have done that, but at least I don't remember praying before having prasadam or, you know, giving respect to prasadam, what to speak of elders. So this is what we are imparting to all the children. The next point is about the healthy mind and body. Promoting child's holistic health through the provision of a safe, caring environment, a balanced Krishna-conscious diet, and opportunities to practice mantra meditation, devotional music, and Sanskrit shloka recitation. As Maharaj mentioned, you know, we should be giving them a very safe and caring devotional environment, imparting them Krishna consciousness, and at the same time, Krishna conscious diet. Trust me, you know, keeping aside the benefits of, you know, joining the Gopal's Fun School, one of the, you know, major things that I look forward for is the prasad. You know, I don't know how many of you agree with me that, but trust me, I mean, Premnidhi Prabhu, I mean, you know, really the prasad is so awesome, you know, especially for the children. You know, every Sunday we see the Sunday feast and everything, but for the children, the prasad is the best. So for me, I mean, it's like an incentive for me, you know, every time to come for Gopal's Fun School and, you know, share my part of devotional service. The next one is, of course, the wholesome sense of identity. As Maharaj mentioned in the class, acknowledging the key roles of free choice, exemplary role models, chastity to tradition, and above all, a spiritual identity that is compassionate to all living beings. It's just like Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada used to say, you know, he was always compassionate to all living beings. You know, he never used to, you know, differentiate between a rich, poor, an animal, a human being. Similarly, Maharaj also mentioned a very distinct point, a spiritual identity which is that is compassionate to all living beings. You know, most of the time, you know, children's, they tend to get diverted towards Western culture. One of the major reasons is because people appreciate that. His friends, his colleagues, his family members, everyone, they say, oh, you're looking good, you're doing this, that, you know, you're dancing nice, you're singing so nice, film songs and all that stuff. Because they're not getting opportunity to showcase the traditional values. They are getting diverted to other things. So here at Gopal's Fun School, we are giving them an opportunity to be chased to the tradition, you know, to showcase. And at the same time, you know, develop such nice qualities like singing, doing mantra meditation, that is chanting, and at the same time, shloka recitation. The fourth point is the social and community bonding. This point itself is very important for all of us because, you know, we all need to develop positive and lasting Krishna-conscious relationships. Forget about anything else. Forget about your devotional service or anything else. The most important thing which Maharaj always mentions is the relationship and the bonding that we have amongst all the devotees in Radha Gopinath Temple. Today, the entire world is looking forward, you know, to Radha Gopinath Temple, and they always mention that, you know, the relationship, the loving relationship that we have amongst devotees is, you know, really mind-boggling. So one of the purposes is to develop positive and lasting relationships, not only with the school, that is the Gopal Swan School, with the parents as well, and the local community in general, wherever you are doing the Gopal Swan School. And we have such wonderful examples like Srinivas and Shruti and Ishan. These are like Gopal Swan School project, you know, products. They have joined Gopal Swan School few years back. You know, they were never introduced to Krishna consciousness before. They joined Gopal Swan School, and now you all see, you know, they act in all the dharmas. Their parents are such wonderful devotees, serving in each and every devotional activities of our temple. And most important, you know, I really love this point, you know, to engage our temple devotees to foster healthy Vaishnava relationships. Just recently, I was having a talk with one of the senior most devotees of one of the world's most famous temple, and he was sharing with me that, Harinam, you know, the kind of devotional activities you guys have in your temple is really amazing. You know, I have been with this temple, associated with ISKCON temple, wherever he is, you know, but somehow or other, I'm not engaged. You know, my life is just 16 rounds and just taking care of my family. You know, so Maharaj has so wonderfully explained, even Braj Vihari Prabhu was mentioning in one of his book distribution seminars, that it's not about book distribution, or it's not about, you know, doing some devotional service. It's more about when you do such activities, you create a bonding with so many devotees, so many people, so many strangers. Okay, you're getting an opportunity to plant a seed in so many new people. You know, our movement is about preaching. And trust me, I'm not good at preaching. I mean, I'm sure many of you might be good at preaching, but I'm not so open. When I was in college, I used to bring some few more devotees, you know, here and there people, get them to the temple. But I never felt that I was really preaching. And I never felt confident like the way, you know, we find Gaurang Prabhu and all the other devotees actually doing front-end preaching. But when I heard about this project, and when I came to know about this project, I really felt that this is the easiest way to preach. You know, developing a small child into Krishna consciousness. So next we have the Gopal Swan School branding. Many of us know that, you know, ISKCON is a very big brand name all across the world. The moment you say that we are from Gopal Swan School, no one will look at you. But if you say we are part of ISKCON and Gopal Swan School is one of our projects, and they're like, oh, you're part of ISKCON. Great. And they have complete faith in us. So at the same time, you know, we want to ensure that we create good amount of branding for Gopal Swan School. So we're going to standardize our logo. We're going to create few samples of the logo, share it with all of you in future, and probably take your suggestions here and there. So the same will be used for publicity, banners, posters, letters, forms, education materials. So the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because we don't want to take any steps which are not discussed with all our teachers, volunteers, and well-wishers. Then we have the fonts and different standard that we maintain. You know, you might be having a satellite center where you have your own, you know, material, educational materials. So we want to ensure that you use the same logo, you use the same fonts, so that we standardize, streamline this, so that anywhere anyone sees, they know, they can associate it with Gopal Swan School, they can associate with ISKCON. At the same time, the accessories like bags, folders, ID cards. So we want to standardize and streamline the entire Gopal Swan School project. Teachers are the main pillars of the Gopal Swan School, that is all of you. And as Maharaj mentions, you know, children are like wet cement. An opportunity to set deep impressions. So here we are getting an opportunity to set deep impressions on each and every child. How many of you remember your favorite teacher when you were in school? Most of us. How many of you remember who was the person who won the Filmfare Award in 2006? You know, of course, if I ask this question to some materialistic person, he might raise his hand and he might say Aishwarya Rai or someone. But definitely, we as, you know, we being part of ISKCON and we being raised and cultivated in ISKCON, we don't have such idols in our life. But definitely, we remember our teachers, our favorite teachers who imparted. At least I remember my teacher who used to say, you know, who once appreciated me that in front of the entire class, mentioning that, you know, this guy is a South Indian, but he's got the highest marks in Gujarati. You know? So I still remember that teacher. It was not that because, you know, she appreciated me or anything, but I really liked the way she told in front of the entire class. Okay? So we as teachers, or we as volunteers are getting an opportunity to become the child's ideals or a role model. So when he grows in future, he might not become a devotee also, but he'll always remember, oh, I remember, you know, Prem Leela Mataji, you know, who was so sweet. Okay, so we're getting an opportunity to set deep impressions on so many people. There's a very exalted devotee who said, teachers are the ideal role models. I asked that person that, you know, why do you love children so much? And he said, when I was a kid and, you know, I was a fan of basketball. And he said that the best part was I used to love this, you know, tall, dark guy who was the most famous basketball player at that time. And, you know, I really loved the way he played and I was really his fan. But one day I was attending his match and one day he came and just patted my back and he spoke with me. And that impression sat with him for so many years till he became a devotee. And he was sharing that what that person did, that great person did to me was just reciprocate. That's it. He didn't do anything good. Okay. He just reciprocated so lovingly with me that it stayed with me throughout so many years. And here at Gopal's Fun School, we're getting the same opportunity to do the same to so many children. And this devotee was none other than His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj. You know, it was so touching for me because I was personally asking him this question. And, you know, that's why till now, you go anywhere, any part of the world, he's always with the kids. You go to any temple, kids are always surrounding him. So, as teachers, we are getting a golden opportunity to become role models for all the children. The third one is the ISKCON goodwill. So this person, he used to walk 2 miles, I guess more than that, just to have the Sunday feast. And currently he's the CEO of one of the world's most famous brand, most used brand. And of course, one of his lectures that he gave in a university in US, he mentioned about ISKCON. And he mentioned that how he, during his early days, when he used to struggle, he didn't even had a penny to eat food. He used to walk a couple of miles just to have a Sunday feast. You know? So he's none other than Steve Jobs, the CEO of Apple Corporation. He's mentioning in front of, you know, thousands of students, high-end intellectual students, And he is mentioning this statement that when he was struggling in his initial days, he used to walk a couple of miles just to have a sumptuous Hare Krishna food. He used to go to ISKCON. And he mentions this. And trust me, this mail has been floating around all across the world. You know, I'm sure I got so many nods, and some devotees were, you know, trying to recollect who was this person. The amount of goodwill that he spread was amazing. You know, a person at his caliber, he's giving such a statement, naturally it's going to, you know, have an amazing amount of goodwill weightage. So what I wanted to make this point is, as teachers, we have the opportunity to create that impression. You know, we have the opportunity to increase that goodwill. We have so many hundreds of students now learning in Gopal's Fun School. We don't know who they're going to be in future. They might be industrialists. They might be, you know, some big businessmen. Okay. So when they remember and they recollect, you know, they will definitely, you know, it will be a futuristic investment on them. So as teachers, we're getting an opportunity to, you know, set such kind of impressions. So learning all this, knowing all this, definitely I would like to know, I mean, I would like to share the amount of strength we have as of now. Okay. That is the ratio. One of the concerns that we have as of now is we have very less devotees. Although it looks so many devotees as of now, but the kind of project that we are looking at, currently the ratio is that we have around 53 devotees working on this project, which includes the volunteers and devotees who help us in the entire project and well-wishers and the teachers. So we have around 38 Matajis and 15 Prabhujis. So one of our goals this year is to increase the Prabhuji's strength, as you can, you know, see over here. Because I'm the only male devotee teaching the students, so I'm just looking for some company. Yeah. Yeah, what he's saying is till now. So now I'm looking forward to Manish Prabhu and Bajagoram Prabhu, Madhurya, Krishna Madhurya Prabhu to join us and help us in this project. As Prabhupada says, if we train children by developing and encouraging their propensities to love Krishna, we will be successful in educating them to the topmost standard. We all want that, right? So that's why we have the goals for 2008-2009. The targets we have set for this year is to nurture more than 300 students in South Bombay. So this target we have set especially for the temple, because currently we have around 150 people, students who have gone through the Gopal's Fun School class last year. So we want to increase that to 300 students. We want to have additional 2 Gopal's Fun School batches. That is, we are planning to have one, we already have it on Sunday. The other one is on Saturday. We're going to plan one more batch on Saturday evening. And we want to have one more batch on a weekday, because I'm sure a lot of Matajis might be free during the weekdays. And we can always have some of the Matajis help us in having, you know, one more batch. We want to have more centers in South Bombay, especially because temple is here and it's an opportunity for a lot of devotees to come here and preach. Okay, so we are planning to have a couple of batches in Malabar Hill, Cuff Parade, Worli. Increasing the teacher strength, especially males, I already shared with you. Okay, there's acute shortage of, male devotees helping us. Because currently GFS is branded with, Are Wo Mataji's ka project hai. You know, so, and somehow I was sharing this with Govind Prabhu, and Govind Prabhu was like, you know, for small children, we should have Mataji's. For big children, that is 9 and above, if we can have more male devotees, then we can really make this project into a complete balance, you know. Also, from our end, from the Gopal's Fun School management perspective, we want to ensure that we have proper data management especially maintaining the proper database of the children, teachers, volunteers for future reviews and analysis. I'm sure, you know, currently we don't have that, but you know, if we have this in then in future we can, you know, try to plan our batches accordingly. We're having the opportunity to sow the devotional seed. So we just saw that, you know, there's a great opportunity to actually start the preaching. So what we thought was that within the initial 10 contacts that we have with the child or with the parent, we should introduce the parents to attend the parenting course and the Bhagavad Gita course. At the same time, you know, we should cultivate the kids, because ideally, we all might think that, you know, pura saal baki hai, I can mold him, I can train him, I can impart Krishna consciousness to him. But out of the entire year, what we've got is 52 weekends, right? All of you agree? Yeah? We've got 52 weeks, we've got 52 weekends. Every child attends once in a week, right? So out of this 52 weekends, almost 3 months, you know, that is almost 22 weeks, he's going for vacation, like summers, then Diwali vacation, and a couple of weeks in Christmas. So they have this vacation, we are not in touch with them. Then we've got around 30 weeks. Out of this 30 weeks, we expect them to be absent for at least around 5 weeks or 5 days. So we've just got 25 connects with the child. Just 25. You know, just 25 opportunities to preach that child, 25 opportunities to meet the parents of those childs. So we need to ensure that these 25 opportunities are utilized to the best. Okay. So that's why I've, you know, emphasized this point that we're just getting 25 connects. And another very important point is organizing the character and personality development camps all across the Bombay. This is an indirect way of getting devotees, getting children to Gopal's Fun School. Again, as a corrective step, so far we were not having such sessions earlier, but we're planning to have a Teachers Connect program wherein we're going to have systematic and well-planned sessions for all the teachers, which will be organized bi-monthly, and Govind Prabhu and all the other senior devotees might come and guide us in this entire project. We are also having some Wood Connect techniques. We are also planning to share some Wood Connect techniques. There might be some satellite centers who are doing very good in their centers, which we don't know about. There might be things which we are doing good, which you know you might not know about. So we are planning to share those best practices with all the devotees. Okay. At the same time, checking the tools, that is, giving regular updates to all the Gopal's Fun School teachers about the initiatives that we are taking, the decisions that we are taking to all the teachers. So, I guess I am through with my presentation. I will pass on to Govind Prabhu, who will walk us through the entire relationship bank account part.
Hare Krishna. It is my great pleasure, honor, and hope that Govind Prabhu has agreed to come and address and inspire all our teachers. In fact, all these days, weeks, months, years, he used to chastise me, you know. He would tell me, who are the teachers? Who are the children? You never call me, you know. So now we have begged him, we have requested him, and he has finally come. So we'll thank Govind Prabhu for coming by 3 times loudly chanting, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! And now I'll request him to inspire all of us by speaking a few words. Many words, sorry.
తమేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీజుతాపదకమలన్ శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం. హరే కృష్ణ. ఇట్స్ మై గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు బి హియర్ ఆనరింగ్ ఆల్ ది డివోటీస్ హూ టేక్ active interest in this noble project. I remember when I joined here in 88, in this very same hall, just before Janmashtami, there was a quiz competition for the children from all over South Bombay, and hundreds of kids had come, and this competition was about Mahabharata and Ramayana. The temple had organized it, and the president then, Janeshwar Prabhu. And after seeing that program, I was very inspired and felt that this kind of thing should continue. Next few years we had only a fancy parade and singing competition and drawing competition. There was nothing about knowledge, culture, education. And I remember when Tulsi Manjari Mataji and others started this children's program, few of the children would come. Madhav, Priyavrat, Arjun, Gaur Nitai, and they were taught shloka classes. And then Yudhishthira Prabhu did this for some time. But because of lack of space, you know, he discontinued. But slowly as Prem Nidhi Prabhu took over the value education, now this whole Gopal Fund school has flourished to such an extent. After the children's program at the Patidar Samaj, usually when someone comes and appreciates you for your endeavor, that is, you know, it's called of gentlemanliness. Prabhupada writes in the third canto of the Bhagavat. But someone is so happy about it and he speaks to others, that is really appreciation. So when after that program was over, Maharaj came, because we were doing the children's program in the base classes. Maharaj came looking and he came and told me, and he just came to tell, he said, this program was as pleasing, as wonderful as the Pushyabhishek festival. I was quite amazed. And he kept on saying, then he asked me, did you tell Sridham this? And I had already told him what Maharaj said. And again Maharaj repeated that this festival is, I experience same pleasure as the Pushyabhishek festival. So I think you don't need any more credits or appreciation than that one, not given directly to you. Just like in the Bhagavat, when Vidur heard from Uddhav, that when Uddhav met Vidur, Vidur was told by Uddhav that when Krishna was departing back to the spiritual world, he remembered you. And Uddhav starts crying. He said, who am I that Krishna is remembering me? So that appreciation, that acknowledgement, when that personality is not there, when that kind of appreciation comes, that is the best appreciation. So Maharaj was so happy, you know, he was throwing flowers at you in the form of that appreciation. So therefore it is not simply it has a Gopal Fund School name, but there is much deeper element into that. Creating a character in the Mahabharata, we were discussing this today with the children. When Yudhishthira Maharaj was questioned by Yaksha, Yaksha asked him many questions. And two questions are very important, which I was discussing with the children. One question he asked, what is the root of happiness? And Yudhishthira Maharaj immediately answered, He said, the root of happiness is Shila, character. He said, if you have good character, and that character gives you unlimited joy. And second question, Yaksha asked Yudhishthira Maharaj, what is the path or destiny or disha, direction? And then, you know, when you are asked, what is the direction, you might say north or south, east, west, or some holy places. Interesting enough, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, teachers or those who lead us to the right path, they are the direction. They are the direction. So therefore, the act of teaching in our Vedic culture has the greatest respect. No other profession than the profession of the teacher is respected. Therefore, everybody, king or his ministers, children, everyone would come to the teacher and submit to him, and more than learning, learn the character of the teacher. What teacher imparts, not simply the knowledge, teacher imparts himself to the student. That is Vedic culture. Knowledge is something coming from the teacher. But what the children expect is the character from the teacher, and that's what they impart. Therefore, Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita, in the third chapter, he explains, yad yad acharati shrestas. And he says there are three natural leaders in the society. One is the king, which we don't have. There are no more kings. And second is his father. Most fathers don't have time for their children. Like that story is there. A son asking his father, you know, how much money do you make every hour? And fathers don't like that question. Son asking, how much money you make every hour? But just to, you know, because he would not spend time, he said, yes, I make some few hundred rupees. And the child went inside, came back. He said, can I lend 200 rupees from you? And the father was intrigued. He gave 200 rupees. The child came back with whatever pocket money he had and gave it to his father. He said, take this and give me 1 hour of yours. That much money he was making. He said, take this much money and I want 1 hour of yours. So naturally we see that whatever we may say, most parents don't give time to their children. Peter Baruvash in his book, he mentions that how much time does parents spend with their children? He said 13 minutes a day. 13 or 14 minutes a day, he says. 1-4, not 4-0. 14 minutes a day. Of those 14 minutes, 12 minutes simply finding faults. Children are listening. He said 12 minutes simply finding faults. 1 minute appreciation and 1 minute neutral behavior. He says, how do you expect children to grow with positive culture and education? It is not possible. Therefore, only one person who is left, that is the teacher. And teachers are forced to spend time with the children because it is their job in the schools. So therefore, we can't expect much from them also. They are in the mood of just get done. So, but here, you know, our teachers, our volunteers who are giving this education to the children, we don't understand what kind of impression we create. It creates a lasting impression. Negative or positive. We have seen in Gurukul system, many teachers created negative impression and children cannot forget that. Because they came there expecting something positive and they got so much of negative. They can't forget. Their lives were destroyed. So therefore, these positive impressions given to the children become the foundation of their spiritual life. Like Maharaj always mentions that children are like wet cement. And whatever impression you place or create, that stays for good, forever. So therefore, the art of teaching, it is not a job, it is not a profession. And especially, we are directly giving them Krishna conscious education. And Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is not simply education, it's a culture. Imparting that culture, you know, seeing us developing that culture and seeing them grow in devotional atmosphere is so important. Therefore, teacher's job is not a profession, it's a call of God. Someone mentioned, it is not a profession, it's a call of God. And therefore, most teachers never become famous, but they create famous people. The teachers never become famous, but they create famous people. And their glory is simply the gratitude given by the children. Because of this teacher, whatever I am today is because of this teacher. That words, when a student speaks to the teacher, that reward is much, much greater than simply becoming famous. And that we see how Pandavas were inspired by Dronacharya. He did something. They were so attracted by him. Both Kauravas and the Pandavas. They forced Bhishma Dev to appoint Dronacharya as their teacher. And he taught everything to them. Not only the archery, but he taught proper character also. So therefore this profession of teaching, not a profession, rather the service what devotees have received, you can't expect better reward being a devotee of Krishna. It's such a reward. It is not a service, it's a reward. And then to see, you know, when we grow and deal with older people, you have to deal with so many complications. Older people may not run around here and there, but their mind is running everywhere. And dealing with that mind is more difficult. Children, what is their problem? They're running around here and there. But their mind is quite still, you know, uncontaminated. There is no hypocrisy. The tendencies are there, but it is not exposed. And therefore, even though it is physically exhausting, but on the level of heart, it is very satisfying. We were discussing that giving Krishna consciousness culture to someone who is not, does not know about Krishna or Krishna consciousness philosophy, is like taking care of a mentally retarded child. When someone mentally retarded, what do you expect from him? What expectation can we have from a mentally retarded child? Only expectation is that all of your time to take care of him. When someone knows about it, you know, it's a mentally retarded child and I have to take care, I can't expect anything from him. And that sacrifice, without expecting anything, that service for that child, what we render, it is without fruitive intention. Similarly, preaching is also like that. And especially preaching small children, you know, giving them Krishna consciousness through a lot of activities, it is physically exhausting. But that exhaustion, that physical exhaustion, rewards greatly when they grow and they remember their good old days. You know, we were trained by this teacher. They gave so much of time, and that satisfaction, that like Yudhishthira Prabhu, you know, we are compiling something. Maharaj wants some information about how every project started, and asked him, you know, you share some of your thoughts and realization about how you started Gopal Fund School. He said, I have the full minutes or the whole program how I conducted with the children in the first time. And he sent me whole detail. Which children attended that program, where he conducted that program, what he did with children. He said it was such a wonderful. He said it was such a wonderful thing. And he asked Maharaj. He said, Maharaj, because of this program, I'm not able to attend Sunday feast program. Maharaj said, yes, you should attend Sunday feast program when you give the Sunday feast class. He told him like that. He said, you just take care of these children. And he explains, he wrote, when Maharaj was sick in the hospital, in the Bhaktivedanta hospital, And they had told that nobody should disturb him. But some other he was there in the hospital. He went to meet Maharaj. Maharaj was lying down. And he just told Maharaj, you know, we are starting this Gopal Fund school. He says, Maharaj got up from his bed. He sat in lotus posture. And for next 1 hour they spoke about this festival of, you know, interacting with children. He writes that. So therefore, even though you don't find hundreds of children coming like Prerana festival, you don't find hundreds of children chanting 16 rounds, joining the ashram, or becoming good grihasthas, they're still running around everywhere. Eventually after, you know, becoming in this program, when they grow, you'll find them running in their colleges, not practicing devotional service also. Sometime one may wonder, why did I spend my time? They never became devotees. They didn't take initiation. But because they have been given so much of culture, what they do in the college, what they do in the school, it is simply, it's like a cloud in the sky. How long does it stay? It doesn't stay for long. When they come back to Krishna consciousness, they come with full force. That is my personal experience, seeing so many kids. When they come back, they come back with such a powerful conviction. And because they're trained from their childhood to take shelter of Krishna, for them to be convinced about Krishna, Krishna consciousness culture, you don't need an intellectual logic. It's very natural. So therefore, when last time when Maharaj initiated devotees and he was going back to America, he said, I want all the list of all those children who took initiation. He said, I want to share this with other devotees. And he went there, he initiated more gurukulis. He said, that combination, initiating devotee children here, initiating devotees' children there, everyone was crying there. He said, it was such a wonderful scene, such a wonderful memory. So therefore, those who are, you know, doing this service of, you know, taking part in this wonderful Gopal's fun, it is fun for them. It may not be fun for you, but it is such a fun for Krishna. And we were reading Prabhupada's purport in the Bhagavatam. Prabhupada explains that these five principles, taking care of children, taking care of old people, taking care of women, taking care of brahmanas, and taking care of the cows. This is what consists proper civilization. That is Vedic culture. When these five factors are given attention and respect, then the whole society flourishes. That gives prosperity. We are doing this seminar on power of blessings. What is blessings? Blessing is that Bhagavatam, Mahabharata explains, when these people who are weak, weaker sex, those who need attention and shelter, when they are exploited by the society, they cry tears. And it is said, when they cry tears, their tears are sufficient to drown a person who is very powerful. It drowns. Their tears, they are so powerful, you know, they'll drown everybody and destroy a person who exploits them. But at the same time, those who take care of them nicely, nurture them, not simply taking care materially, we are doing it spiritually, giving them Krishna consciousness, trying to keep Krishna in their center, giving that culture to take shelter of Krishna. And that commitment, like Anand Vrindavan Prabhu tells always this, that when he had this child, he went to Maharaj, 25 years waste, Maharaj. You know, he said that, you know, how will I take care? If I had no child, I could have preached to hundreds of people. Very easy to preach. So Maharaj told him, he said, taking care of that child is your service to Krishna. Whether he becomes devotee or does not become devotee, that is between Krishna and him. So when he gave that time and attention to giving time and attention to his child, we see, you know, those who get that attention and Krishna conscious culture, that becomes so powerful. Therefore, on this special occasion of wish we had Maharaj here. Next time when we conduct this program, we should only do when Maharaj is here. And that will be best reward for all the teachers for, you know, taking such a wonderful service, working hard to make it a wonderful experience for the children. And Premnidhi Prabhu was explaining that he wants to expand it. You know, let more and more children come. Let the whole temple, Sunday feast, be flooded with children. Let the old people go to chowpatty. When there is a number, more number, it's majority wins, democracy. So if you have more children, because less children are coming, therefore the program has to be stopped. Or there is no room, the rooms are getting repaired. Only reason the programs got stopped because there was no place for children. Now some other, you know, more place is coming. We have some place. But if you have more children coming, so naturally, you know, the temple management has to think how to accommodate these children. So I, on behalf of the temple management, I honestly and sincerely thank all the devotees who have taken this service. And we pray that to set a right example, the cooperation amongst the children is very important. Because as I said, it is not the knowledge what they take. Children are very observant. They take pleasure in seeing. If they spoil their mentality, they take pleasure in seeing how teachers fight. I remember when I was in 5th standard, I was 10 years old. I still remember my Kannada teacher and my English teacher would fight. I still very much remember that scene also. Because, you know, the impressions are so powerful, then we started losing respect for them. You know, they're teaching, but they are not proper teacher. When you see, you know, the teachers are taking care, by taking care of each other, setting a right example. When the children see this, and, you know, when they see sacrificing mood, and the character, like in the Mahabharata, there is a nice story between the bird and one king. The bird would bring nice fruits for the baby of the king, and it was a very nourishing fruit. And suddenly one day the baby bird was killed by the same king's son. He crushed that bird to death. And the bird became so upset and lamenting. The bird pierced the eyes of the baby of the son and removed his eyes because of lamentation. And it felt sorry. But then it was too late. And the king said, okay, come on, don't worry, I forgive you. The bird said, it is not possible. You know, your son has killed my baby and I have plucked the eyes of your baby. So we can never become friends. It is not possible. And the king tried to say many things. No, no, we can still continue. The bird said, it is not possible. The impressions which are there and the remembrance of your child will keep coming. When that remember comes, the anger and the desire to take revenge will increase. So I can't trust you. And the bird said one very important principle. I said, there are only 5 friends in our life. And who are these 5 friends? And the bird says about qualities. Patience, heroism, determination. What are the 2? Education and expertise. He said, these are the 5 qualities which are our real friends. Rest everything, he said, they are relative. That means they are temporary. They do not stay with us. So therefore we see how in the Mahabharata, you know, the character is the root cause for achieving real happiness. And ultimately, one of the questions Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked by Yaksha, he said, what is the highest achievement? And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, he said, traversing the path of dharma. When we travel on the path of dharma, that is the highest achievement. And because Yudhishthira Maharaj is traveling on that path, trained by Krishna, trained by his teachers, and then he ultimately, along with his brothers, by his dharma, he took everybody back to the spiritual world. So that is the job of a teacher. I remember one time Maharaj was giving a counselor's meeting, and he mentioned this point. The responsibility of a person who has taken a lead role and a teacher are not dealing with things, they are dealing with people who think. Therefore, it is more difficult. Nowadays, people don't want to take the profession of teacher because it's very tough. You can't handle one people in your family, two people in your family. How can you handle 50 kids? It is much easier to deal with computer because the computers don't think. You press the button, if it doesn't work, you can throw it, buy a new computer. So it's a very easy job and gives more money also. When you have to deal with 50 people who think differently, you can imagine such a difficult task. But that sacrifice of dealing with people who think, and not only think, they run around also, everywhere. So that sacrifice when we do, I think there is no greater sacrifice than that. And therefore the whole Vedic system is the system of rishis. A rishi means teachers. You read in all the shastras that all these rishis would deal with children who are from 5 years old without parents. Hundreds of children like that, without parents. And make them grow nicely till the age of 25. 20 years without going back to home during vacation. 20 years children would stay with one rishi and his wife. And therefore in the Mahabharata, in the Ramayana, in all the scriptures, who are glorified more? All these rishis. Rishi means teachers. Therefore when Pandavas were attacked by this Gandharva, Arjuna asked him, why did you attack me? What fault I had done? We were just walking, you suddenly attacked us. And the Gandharva said, because you don't have a teacher. You have completed your education, but you don't have a teacher. Except a teacher. You need direction. Unless the direction is there, you will not make progress. Immediately they looked for a teacher, got Dauma as their teacher, and you read, till their last day, they had this teacher, Daumya, guiding them, educating them. Krishna was there, the Supreme Lord, but still they had also teacher, Daumya. So that is the, you know, power of a teacher. And ultimately, I like this quote. Some Christian minister said this. He said, working for God, remuneration is very less. But the retirement plan is out of this world. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Huh? Questions? Anyone has any questions? We are targeting, actually we want to cover all age group. We don't want to leave any age group of children. Beginning from the womb, you know, the child. That is also Prabhupada. I was just reading one lecture of Prabhupada. Prabhupada said samskaras means education begins from the very day of conception. Said that is the first time everything begins. I was just reading Prabhupada's lecture. And then, you know, as the child grows, when he takes complete independence, he has the ability to make his own choice. Because from the childhood to the age of, as long as they keep coming to our program, when they decide not to come, then they have that independence. Because Chanakya Pandit also says, at certain age, you know, he says from the age of 5 to 16, the child should be educated. But nowadays, I think it is 12. Because nowadays, children become, you know, people say they become matured too early. But we say they get contaminated too early. You know, they want to be independent. So at the age of 12, you know, is the time where you start treating them as friends. Like we had this session in our Wada form with 25 children. We gave them three, like this. Did you show that slide? Five principles of relationship. These are the five principles which Radhananda Maharaj taught: appreciate, encourage, respect, forgive, and tolerate. And this is a very important principle in developing relationship. So we did this with the children, and we gave them three things: appreciate, respect, and tolerate. We gave an exercise. They went in different parts of the farm. We asked them, write something, some incident which is very appreciative about your parents, which you have not done. You have not gone to your parents other than birthday ceremony, and only saying, I love you, Papa or Mama, that's all. But actually saying, okay, these are the qualities I like about you. So do you think? Write down. And then second is, write down something you felt that they encouraged you, where you didn't do good, but still they encouraged you. You write down. Write down the incidents also. And third, I was told, write down what you tolerate about your parents. But don't tell me. We don't have to discuss in the public. But these two things, positive, we can discuss. And one child, he told about his father. Very interesting. He said, the style my father deals with me, he guides me, but is not attached that I follow it. He said, that is very interesting. He said, I like it very much. And that makes me more responsible. And second, he said, my father has never beaten me, even once in my life. Never ever beaten me. And third, he said, that he treats me like a friend. When he said this, then I realized, therefore he's so nice child. The father has a trust in him. Another boy said that my mummy complains that my father trusts me so much. But my father trusts me. Of course, there are children glorifying their mothers also. So he said, my father trusts me. And then he said, because my father trusts me, it gives me confidence. Let's see. He was psychologically developing that confidence. When the parents don't trust their children, they lose confidence in themselves. It was a very interesting exercise. Very interesting exercise. Then I collected all their complaints, which we didn't discuss. And I still have it. When there is a seminar for the parents, we'll use it. So therefore, we were discussing this, that all age group, as long as they can come till the age of 16, till now we have children coming up to the age group of 16. To give them that association, more than, once they start growing, more than the education, just giving that association is so important. Because outside world is providing them such a contaminating association, giving them so much of false hopes of enjoyment. And naturally the age, 15, 16, 17 is the age where the senses are really wild because of the object of the senses. So that is the time where you have to trust them more. That is the time you don't trust them more. When we keep speaking and keep thinking, they're going to do wrong, they're going to do wrong, they're going to do wrong, you're sending a wrong signal, wrong vibration. One father told me, when I lose that trust in my son, he said, that is the time he will do wrong. He had such a confidence. He said, when I lose my faith in my son that he will do wrong, that is the day he will do wrong. So this vibration, this psychological vibrations are so important that we send these signals. And I observed this in Maharaj, Radhananda Maharaj, that he has trust in devotees. Even though many times we break his trust, but he never loses trust in us. And because he never loses trust in us, he doesn't monitor our life. He inspires, he gives the principles, and he keeps trusting, putting confidence in us. And because he puts confidence in us, it's much easier to practice devotional service. But when we act like monitors, therefore we said in our children's class we will not have any exams. We don't have any exams. You know, it is just nice interaction because already they are bogged down with exams in the school. In fact, we had a debate why we should not have exams in the school. And Nikunj Bihari Prabhu's daughter, Pavani, she was so forceful, saying why they should not have exam, and she got the first prize in the debate. And Yudhishthira was quite amazed to see her conviction. So we see, you know, let them come and express their emotions, their heart, and just facilitate that. That is the, you know, don't create any, let the discipline be very subtle. If the discipline is too gross, then it is the same experience. Ghar mein bhi discipline, school mein bhi discipline, mandir mein bhi discipline. So they don't get inspired to be here. So therefore, our plan is as much as possible. As long as they stay with us, that long we keep giving them association. When they stop coming, no, let them not come. Let them, don't monitor them. Once in a while, you just call and talk to them. How are you doing? How is your life? That's all. Because they develop such a confidence in teachers. As a friends, if anything goes in their life, which is wrong, first thing they will do is that, more than the parent, they will come and confide with that teacher. This is what is happening in my life. It is guaranteed. Because they know that you are acting as their friend. So there is no limit how much association you can give. No shastra says that, you know, children should be given only this much association. And there is no such limitation. So catching all age group of children and giving them what we didn't receive. The children are so fortunate. The teachers are so fortunate. You know, teaching makes you grow more than the teacher, and then the children grow. Children grow by the grace of the Lord, and we grow by dealing with the children. Like our Sanatan, Rupa Raghunath Prabhu's brother had come yesterday. And he used to stay in this Gurukul. He stayed almost 10 to 12 years. So I used to take care of them sometimes, once, twice a week. And the style was completely different. So because, you know, the style was different, and it's kind of hurting them. So I was telling him, you know, he was my experimental goat. You know, did a wrong experiment, learned it differently, that how you should not be dealing with children. That I learned in the Gurukul only. So therefore, you know, there is no limit how much. That's a very rewarding one. It is not question that it's my nature. It's not like that. A teacher, especially nowadays, we see also in our Gopal Garden School, nobody wants to be a teacher. People only think about money and think about not dealing. More than money also, kaun dekhbhal karega? That you know, kind of indifference with sarcasm. Who is going to take care of them? Mere ko to bachpan se, bachcho se, you know, allergy hai. Many people say like that. That's not fair. That is not a right kind of attitude. Stop. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Amongst the presidents, we have one professional, one mother, and who? What's the third one, Maharaj said? Yeah. So going through is our mother. Literally feeding us, nourishing us, you know, with his affection, his mercy. He's a living symbol of what he speaks. That's what actually inspires the heart. So I don't want to embarrass him more. Therefore, I'll just stop here with this gratitude in my heart. And I would request all the devotees to also express their own gratitude to him for addressing us and inspiring us by three times loudly chanting
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Shri Govind Prabhu ki. I request him to keep coming and inspiring us again and again like this. Yeah, I know, that's a complaint. I told them already. We'll try to work in that direction. Hare Krishna. So what is the next program and how we should go about it?